Well, a high-level Israeli delegation is in the U.S. to discuss some of the emerging issues in the Middle East, including Syria. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has met with the delegation led by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's top security advisor, Yaakov Amidror. In a statement, the White House said the talks centered on Syria, but the two sides also touched upon other issues such as a crisis in Egypt and Iran's nuclear energy program. The meeting comes as Washington mulls over military intervention in Syria under the pretext, of an alleged chemical weapons attack in the country. Israel, which is technically at war with Syria, is pushing for a U.S.-led attack. Amid war-mongering rhetoric, Israel has also put its military on high alert. Well, let's switch over to Idaho, joined by member of Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement, Mr. Mark Glenn. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, the drums of war continuing to beat, but I want to look at Israel's role in this. How significant, as the crescendo is being heard as far as the drums beating, that the Israelis are meeting in the United States with top officials regarding Syria? How significant is this in your perspective?
Well, to take Israel out of the equation would be like taking water out of the sea and expecting the sea to continue to be there. Israel is behind all of this. Israel is the one with the long-term geopolitical objectives of remaking the Middle East in such a way that it suits her objectives. And were it not for Israel, then we wouldn't be seeing any of this. The United States, as much as she has a history of bullying other countries around the world, the fact of the matter is that it does not suit the United States right now to be at war with yet another Middle Eastern country. The United States is weary. The United States would like to back out of this situation and really to just leave the whole mess behind and get back to the business of building peace and prosperity for herself and for her citizens. And were it not for Israel, I don't believe that any of this would be taking place.
Well, looking at the press conference or the statements made by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, it appears that there was some hesitation because everyone expected actually for him to declare that the U.S. is going in, but he fell short of making that comment. Do you think that there's a lot of wrangling going on behind the scenes, especially between the U.S. and Israel, or how do you see what's going on right now?
Well, I think that there are several levels of wrangling, as you put it, going on. It's not just between the United States and Israel. It's between the United States and the United States, specifically between the political class, what we would term the White House and members of Congress, and the military. The military does not want this war. The U.S. intelligence services do not want this war. They are warning the president and all responsible members. I put that word in quotation marks. Responsible members within the political class that the United States simply cannot get involved in this at this time. We can't, especially now that the Russians are involved. You know, Lavrov said, we are not planning to go to war over Syria. That's not the same as him saying, we will not go to war over Syria. Okay, so we have to understand the kind of diplomatic language that's being used here. The Russians, I believe, are fully committed to making sure that Syria does not go the way of Libya or Iraq, as Lavrov stated. And I think that the United States knows this. I think that this latest stunt involving the, and I'm sorry to have to classify the deaths of hundreds of innocent people as a stunt, but I think that this is exactly what it was. It was a terrorist stunt backed by the United States and Israel. And I think that this was done in order to put Russia on a very difficult footing in the run-up to what was these planned discussions that were supposed to take place just 2 days from now. The United States and Israel, but principally Israel, cannot afford to have a political solution to the Syrian crisis. Israel has to see Syria destroyed in the same way that Iraq was destroyed, the same way that Libya was destroyed, and the idea that there could be a political solution to this where not only Syria, we have to understand how Bashar al-Assad in Syria would come out on top in the Arab world, but that Iran and Russia also would come out the heroes of this. And so they have to do whatever is necessary to prevent these talks from taking place and to prevent a political solution from occurring.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of Idaho from the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement, Mr. Mark Lynn.